These guys claim to know everything about the world of sports. Let's see how much they really know. It's time to play Sports Call Trivia.
Indeed it is, Sports Call Trivia. Javon, if you get an answer correct, you're going to hear this sound. And then if you get an answer wrong, you will hear this. And then finally, we'll have one final question. All questions worth 1 point. If Christian gets a question wrong, you get one opportunity to steal that question, and you could get a point. The final question will put 30 seconds on the clock. It'll be a list question that you two are trying to come up with the most items, whatever it may be, 30 seconds on the clock. And when the time runs out, you will hear...
Time's up.
You'll hear time's up. There's Brooks Childress letting you know that you have ran out of time right there, all right?
All right.
Pretty simple?
It's pretty simple.
Sound pretty good? All right, let's jump right into it. Christian, you're the veteran, so I think it's fair you go first. Is that okay with you?
I suppose.
All right,
here we go. That's some high praise, I guess.
Ryan Lavoie is going to keep track of the scoring here with us. I'll keep total as well as we get going. Christian, your first question. How many College World Series has Auburn baseball been to in program history? I'll tell you this much. All the years are written on the wall.
I know it's a difference because this is what, they're only... second super regional, but of course the super regionals have not always been in existence.
Correct.
So it's kind of a trick question. Let's go with two.
Not quite. Javon, you got a guess?
I'm gonna go with three.
Incorrect as well. The correct answer there would be four. Four trips to the College World Series for Auburn baseball. Scoreless after one question. Here's your first question, Javon. When was the last time the Tigers advanced to the College World Series?
I want to say 1997.
That is correct. You're on the board, Javon. Kudos. Good going there. Christian, who's the only Auburn baseball player in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown?
Frank Thomas.
Christian, that is the correct answer.
I think it was his birthday a few days ago.
I think
51?
I noticed that as well. Yeah, yeah. What a the big hurt. What a stud he was. Javon, your next question. Who was the last Auburn baseball player taken in the first round of the MLB draft?
Casey Mize.
That is the correct answer. And then I'm born overall pick a year ago. Casey Mize off to a great start playing Double-A baseball right now. We talked about this a little bit earlier off the air, Christian. Your next question's pretty ironic, though. What goofy number has former Auburn quarterback Jarrett Stidham been seen wearing at Patriots camp?
Number four. Oh.
Javon, number. Do you have a guess?
58
is the
goofy
correct
number.
Answer.
I blame Brooks because he just showed me a Jarrett Stidham picture like 5 minutes
That's
ago.
That's why I said it was. I said we were talking about it a little
Brooks
bit ironic.
Is still trying to double agent against Christian.
He finds a way. I feel okay. I'm not going to give him too much flack based on what you did to him in the spelling bee.
Right.
So Brooks and I, we're okay. Right,
so you're on the same page right now.
We're just okay.
Yeah. Goofy number. That was weird. We'll try to send a photo out on our Twitter account.
Four's not a goofy number. I don't know what I'm doing.
He was wearing 58. What in the world?
Do we know? What is the background behind that?
I don't know. He was wearing a red quarterback's jersey that just happened to wear number 58.
It must be one of those rookie things. You know how they just rag on the rookies all the time?
They're teasing them or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
I guess that's it. I don't know any other explanation.
All right, Javon, you've got a 3-1 lead, okay? How many NCAA tournament baseball teams did Auburn baseball face during the regular season this year?
I'm going to go with... 25.
A little bit too high. Christian, you got a guess for us?
Let's go with, I'm trying to think how many of the SEC made it, and then which of the ones that Auburn did not play. I'm going to go single digits. I'm going to say 8.
A much closer, the correct answer being 11 NCAA tournament teams that Auburn baseball faced during the regular season. 3 outside of the conference, those being Cincinnati for a 3-game series. They had 2 midweek games against Georgia Tech, and the same can be said for Jacksonville State being the other team. So 11 NCAA tournament teams on the schedule for Auburn baseball this past year. So we'll keep the fun going. Christian, who is the most recent number 1 overall pick in the MLB draft to make their big league debut? It's not Casey Mize. That hasn't happened yet.
It needs to happen soon.
I hope so.
Wow. I'm not very in tune with college baseball as a whole.
Right.
Or the draft. I could tell you who just got picked as number 1 overall. I have no guess at all.
Okay. You got a guess, Javon?
Can you repeat the question?
I can. Who is the most recent number 1 overall pick in the MLB draft to make their big league debut?
I don't have a guess.
Nobody's going to get points for this one. It's going to be Dansby Swanson from 2014.
He went to Vanderbilt. Can I get something there?
Yeah, it could have been a hint or something, but yeah,
it was not drafted by the Braves.
JJ was doing the questions to me before the show, and I proudly got that one right. I got some others wrong, but I got that one right.
Yeah, what year did you say?
2014.
Okay, because it's been a little bit, so I was like, that's a really far, but I forget, he was number one overall. So I think he got drafted out of high school, but it was really low, and then obviously goes to Vandy, yeah. And we know the rest.
Which is why Casey Mize's story is that much more, but Casey Mize was not drafted, period, out of high school, goes to Auburn for a couple of years, next thing you know, he's the number one overall pick. It also just sort of tells you how, a lot of times, if you're drafted in baseball, it can take you a little while before you're playing for those big league clubs. All right, Javon, how many first-round selections did the SEC have in the 2019 MLB draft this week? We saw the first round earlier in the week. How many guys were from the SEC in the first round?
I'm going to go with 12.
Not quite. Christian, you got a guess?
It's not football, and even though football had like, what, 9 or 10?
Right.
I'm going to go with 10.
It was 4.
Whoa.
Four SEC picks. In the 2019 MLB draft, of course, the number one overall pick being out of Oregon State. Also, keep in mind some high school guys are drafted in the MLB draft in the first round. But, yeah, only 4 SEC selections in the first round of the 2019 draft. Christian, we're back to you. Javon currently leads 3-1. What team was the last non-Power 5 school to win the College World Series in baseball? Again, what team was the last non-Power 5 school to win the College World Series in baseball?
Coastal Carolina.
That is correct. That was in 2016. I think Javon was licking his chops. I think
he was ready for him.
I was ready.
Javon, who was the last SEC team to win the College World Series in baseball?
Florida Gators.
The Florida Gators are the correct answer. That was in 2017. Christian, good luck. Who was the last non-Power 5 school to win the Women's College World Series?
There's been one?
There has been one.
Goodness. I'm just trying to think of relevant. I mean, UCLA's won. Well, I'm not going to say that. That could be a question. Never mind. Jeez.
That's a tricky thing. You can't think out loud too much, or that could be a question coming in the future.
Man, non-Power 5.
School to win the Women's College World Series.
I don't know. Louisiana's always good, so I'll just say them.
It's a great guess. It's an incorrect guess, however. Javon, you got one?
Non-Power 5. Let's see. I feel like it's one of those California schools, so I'm going to go with UC Irvine.
Closer. Also not correct. Let's go back to 1998. Fresno State, your national champions in softball there. That was our correct answer. All right, Javon, we'll come back to you. Who was the last SEC team to win the Women's College World Series?
I have to think about this one.
Last SEC team to win the Women's College World Series.
Is it Florida as well?
It is Florida as well. You weren't as confident in that answer, but that was correct. 5-2, the lead for Javon. The rookie's looking pretty good, Christian.
Yeah, if you started out with softball, I'd have a little more confidence, yeah. But maybe not.
Softball is your jam, that's for sure. Here we go, Christian. Who won the 2018 U.S. Open? Your golf champion in the 2018 U.S. Open last year was who?
2018 U.S. Open. I should know this. Koepka?
Boom. That was clutch.
Woo.
You needed that, Christian.
Man.
You needed that. Brooks Koepka, the champion. Javon, we're back to you. Who was the last non-American to win the U.S. Open? U.S. Open coming up, of course, in June. We've got a monthly prediction about it. The last non-American to win the U.S. Open. I wish people could see our studio right now.
This is pretty intense right now. Ooh. I have to think about this one. Non-U.S. person, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Non-American to win the U.S. Open.
I'm going to go with Justin Rose.
Not quite. Christian, you got a guess for us?
I have no idea. Last non. Is it more? Have an American won more times than not? Yes. Okay. Ryan with the nod of approval. Man, I have no idea.
I don't know how that helps you out with this question.
Schwartzel, I don't know.
Not quite. Charles wasn't expecting that to be the guess. I like that, though. I like
US
that.
US Open seems like they have a random winner every now and then.
And that's fair.
The Masters is kind of getting that way, too.
And the guy that won it was kind of random. I mean, not completely random, but not an all-star.
You want to go ahead and reveal the answer for us?
Yeah, it was Martin Keimer. And I guess when I was doing
German?
This.
German?
German. Yes.
When I was doing this, I thought McIlroy. But McIlroy hasn't won in like 7 years.
2011.
Or 8 years. I can't believe it's been that long for Rory. It felt like it was just a couple years ago. He was the hot shot.
But he's always a top five favorite to win.
So we got four more questions left until our bonus question to decide it all. Christian, it's your turn. What NHL team has won the most Stanley Cups? Of course, the Bruins and Blues tied at 2, trying to win the trophy once again. What NHL team has won the most Stanley Cups?
Oh, it hasn't been recently, but I'm going to go with Detroit.
Not quite. Javon, you got a guess?
I think I got this one. Is it Montreal?
It is Montreal. The Canadiens have won 24 cups. The Toronto Maple Leafs have 24. Yeah, 24. Toronto has won 13 Stanley Cups. The Detroit Red Wings have won 11. But 24 for those Canadiens. All right, Javon, where do you now? What NBA team has won the most championships?
This one always stumps me because I know it's between two certain teams that have a lot of history, but I'm going to go with the Boston Celtics.
Didn't stump you that time. Correct. Boston Celtics, 17 championships. The Lakers right behind them with 16. Christian, we're back to you. What player has the most MLB All-Star Game appearances? We'll talk All-Stars in our June monthly predictions. A little preview of this coming up in just a little bit, but that's your trivia question. What player has the most MLB All-Star Game appearances, Christian?
Wow. I'm trying to think of longevity and career. He played forever, and he was always good since his rookie year. So Derek Jeter?
Not quite. Javon, you got a guess for us?
Mariano Rivera?
Not quite. Think closer to home. Hank Aaron has the most All-Star appearances of all time. 25 trips to the Midsummer Classic for Hank Aaron. All right, and our final question belongs to Javon. Before that bonus question, again, our score 7-3. Javon, what player has won the most NBA Finals MVP awards?
I'm going to go with Bill Russell.
Not quite. Christian, the player that has won the most NBA Finals MVP awards is?
I would hope Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is correct.
Because I was trying to think, surely Scottie didn't get weird and win an MVP trophy.
Michael Jordan is correct. Javon with a 7-4 lead. Our final question that we're going to right now, we're 3 points. Christian, you can tie it up. And we'll have our first ever tie in Sports Call Trivia, or Javon can win this one. The person that gives us the most answers here is going to be responsible and get the win. All right, so since 2014, again, you guys are just going to rattle off the names that come to your mind. Since 2014, there have been 8 Atlanta Braves players that have been selected to be MLB All-Stars. Who are those 8 players?
Freddie Freeman.
Correct.
Ozzie Albies.
Correct.
We shouldn't be thinking this hard since 2014. Markakis.
Correct.
Mike Foltynewicz.
That is correct. Tied once again, 2 answers apiece. We got 4 names left.
Kimbrel. Is he on the team?
Kimbrel, okay. Correct.
Very confident answer for me.
You got about 10 seconds left.
Oh, let's go.
Christian leading 3-2. We'll have a tie if Javon can't give us another name. 3 All-Stars remain, down to 5 seconds.
Julio Teheran.
There it is, at the buzzer. We have tied it up. Correct, and we have ran out of time.
Oh, now we have.
Time's 3-3. Up. the score there. Javon Cutler's going to walk away with a...
You can't end the final question a tie.
And but we ran out of time.
I didn't get the points anyway, so he would have won.
You didn't get out of the points, yeah. Didn't get the points, ran out of time there. Would you like to know the last two names there? Ender Inciarte, 2017 MLB All-Star. Go back to 2015, Shelby Miller.
Ooh.
All-Star pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. That year, he was the only Atlanta Braves representative on the All-Star team. So
they still do it where they have to have a representative from each team?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Little Shelby Miller.
I'm okay with that. I like that. Like, if you have whoever your favorite team is, you can have just a player, but it's always sad when you are that poor of a team that you've got just one player that's there in the All-Star
game.
He was
good that year.
He was.
But yeah, he was one of, yeah.
And it was just one single year, and now who knows what Shelby Miller's up to these days. That's Sports Call Trivia. Did you have fun, Javon?
It was really fun. I mean, it got my first win, 1-0 so far, so... Finishing with a 1,000 winning percentage. Let's go.
Christian, you feeling good?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. Ryan Lavoy, though, still undefeated. Ryan's won 8 or 9 games. Not sure the exact total there, but Javon may be some competition for you upcoming in the summer, Ryan.